Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The good news is that Pfizer's announced they've come up with a COVID-19 vaccine. It's been effectively tested on nearly 44,000 participants in their Phase 3 study and is considered to be a milestone in battling the pandemic. Pfizer's CEO released a statement that read in part, quote, "We are reaching this critical milestone in our vaccine development program at a time when the world needs it most, with infection rates setting new records and economies struggling to reopen," end of quote. The vaccine has proved to be 90% effective, and that is significant given that most vaccines can only boast a 35 to 45% effectiveness. The vaccine requires two doses to be given 3 weeks apart. Pfizer hopes to produce as many as 50 million doses by the end of the year and as many as 1.3 billion in 2021. The vaccine still has to be approved by the FDA, but the news was certainly positive and buoyed the stock market to another high. President Trump initiated Operation Warp Speed that gave financial incentives to companies to develop a rapid but effective vaccine. This is reminiscent of California Governor Pete Wilson offering an incentive for a company to repair the Santa Monica Freeway after a major earthquake. That company came in under time and was awarded the incentive, and commuters could once again return to a normal, crowded Los Angeles commute. Pete Wilson was congratulated that his carrot stick paid off. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been vilified for his efforts, and Democrats made a point of accusing the president of political shenanigans. Democrats, including Vice President wannabe Kamala Harris, said they would not trust any vaccine that came out during Trump's presidency. Harris told CNN's Dana Bash that she would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability. She went on to say, quote, "If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. But if Donald Trump tells us we should take it, I'm not taking it," end of quote. This casts serious doubt on the safety and efficacy of a vaccine that would be developed while Donald Trump occupied the White House. Democrat Senate candidate Cal Cunningham, who was trailing behind Senator Tom Tillis in North Carolina, expressed doubt about the safety of a coronavirus vaccine manufactured under the Trump administration. Now that it's post-election, he has no comment on the latest development. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo commented on Pfizer's announcement with mixed thoughts. He said Pfizer's announcement was good news and bad news. He didn't cast any doubt on the safety or efficacy of the vaccine itself, but he did assert that President Trump could not be trusted to plan its distribution. He was upset that if Joe Biden becomes president, he wouldn't have the opportunity to take charge of distribution. So it's great and we'll have a vaccine, but did it have to happen on Trump's watch? As a matter of fact, he was concerned that private providers would be rolling out the vaccine. What President Trump has said numerous times is that the military was on standby to distribute the vaccine. Cuomo said, quote, "The federal government's response to COVID and the White House's dispute with the FDA raises serious questions about whether or not the vaccine has become politicized," end of quote. The vaccine has become politicized, and it was the Democrats led by their Democrat leaders that sought to politicize the vaccine process and anything else that Donald Trump's fingerprints were on. They cast doubt on anything that was even vaguely connected with Donald Trump. The world can rejoice at Pfizer's announcement, but the message is, while you rejoice, just don't give any credit to Donald Trump. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.